Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zecher Refanu Zivig Hagun, Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Gimel says Muberes Chaveru Menekes Chaveru Loi Shaisos VeLoi Noitzos Ksuba Diver Rav Meir. Rav Meir says the Muberes Chaveru Menekes Chaveru will not drink or get their ksuba. Now who is this? So today we have a guy we're going to call him Beryl, and he's happily married, and his wife is pregnant, or his wife is nursing their child, and sadly Beryl passes away. There's an Isser Drabanan for his friend Shmerel to marry his wife as long as she's pregnant or nursing, but Shmerel was over that Esther and he married her anyway. That's called marrying Mu'baris Chaveray and Menekes Chaveray. And this fellow Shmerel tells his new wife, Al Tisri Mishplani, he's Mekana her, don't seclude yourself with that fellow. And she did so and she was caught. So if Meir's telling us that she doesn't drink and she doesn't get her ksuba, she's not going to drink because Einarui Lekaima, he's not allowed to be married to her. And she's not going to get her ksuba either because we don't know if she's Asr or Mutter to him. However, Chum Mayim Lecham argue and they say, Yachahul Afrishul Achazir Lachazman. He could divorce her and remarry her after some time after she's not pregnant or nursing anymore, and therefore she's not considered Eina Ruli Lakaima, that she's not fit to remain married to him, and therefore she will drink from the Mei Saita. According to the Chachamim, who's Eina Ruli Lakaima? Someone from the previous Mishnah. If it's Alman Lakain Gadol, Grusha Bechilutz Lakain Hedyet, or some of those other examples that we had. But this marriage over here is not considered Eina Ruli Lakaima. We have another example, Islandess. Let's say a man is married to an Islandess who from birth is not able to have children, who's Kena, or she's an older woman who's not able to have children anymore, Vesha Eina Ruli Leleid, or she's not able to have children because of something that happened to her later on in life. Loishai says Lenatos Ksuba. In all these cases, if this woman had Kinui and Stira, she will not drink or get her Ksuba, and that's because he's not allowed to stay married to her. A man has a Chiv of Prur Ravu, he has to have children, and he's married to a woman who's not able to bear him children, and therefore this is not a valid marriage, and so she's not going to drink or get her Ksuba either. However, Rabbi Ezra says, Yachol Lisa Isha Cheres, Vlifres Vlirbe Semena. He could marry a different woman, and he could have children from her. This is obviously back in the day when they were allowed to have multiple wives, and so Rabbi Ezra is saying, just because he's married to a wife right now that's not able to bear him children, that's not an impediment to him having children, he could just marry another wife that will bear him children, and therefore this marriage is considered valid, and she will drink. And the mission concludes, Ushar Kol and Hashem, all other women that have no issue with their marriage, it's just a regular husband and wife, either they're going to drink from the water, or if for whatever reason they're not going to, they don't get their ksuba, and they would be divorced without it. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Eishas Kayin Shaisa Umutaras Labaila, the wife of a Kayin, if she had Kinu and Stira, she's going to drink from the water, and she's permitted to her husband afterwards, if it turns out there was no issues. And the Chiddush over here is, that we know the wife of a Kayin is usually much more chumer than the wife of a regular Yisrael. If the wife of Yisrael was Nenas, someone violated her, she's mutter to her husband. But if the wife of a Kayin was Nenas, she's usher to her husband. Even though she was violated and it was against her will, she's still usher to her husband. And so you might think that just because she drank the water and nothing happened to her, that doesn't mean that she's still permitted to her husband. Because maybe she was Nenas, maybe she was violated, and that's why the water didn't do anything to her. But as we just said, the wife of a Kayin, if she's Nenas, is usher to her husband. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't say that, and if she drank the water and nothing happened, she's permitted to remain living with her husband. Another din, Isha Sris, Shaisa, the wife of a Sris, will drink as well. A Sris is a man who's not able to have children, and she's going to drink from the water as well. And lastly, Alidei Kolarais Makanin, Chutz Min HaKatan Umisha Enai Ish, a man could be Makana his wife against any of the Arayas, even though she has an Isser Karis to live with this man. Let's say, her father or brother. He's still able to say, Al Tisri Mishplani, don't seclude yourself with your father or your brother or one of the other Arayas. And if she does, she's a regular Saita. The only ones that we exclude from this din are Katan, someone who's on the bar mitzvah, that's because he's not called an ish. This pasuk says ish, and he's not an ish. And umishe ene ish is referring to an animal. If he says, don't seclude yourself with a dog or a cat or a cow or something like that, she would not be considered a regular saita in that scenario. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay with more cases, and on to Parakeh Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.